It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, it's a special day. Yeah, it's so special, I think I'll just leave these shoes on. Mm-hmm. Yes, the wedding day. Today's the day that King Friday the 13th and Sarah Saturday are going to be married. Can you guess what might be in that box? Not shoes. No. Something for the top of the wedding cake. Chef Brockett asked if I would get these made for him. Look. A little figure of King Friday. And another one of Sarah Saturday. Here they are, the bride and the groom. You like them? Don't you think they'll look good right on the top of the cake? Okay. Sarah Saturday, will you bow to King Friday? King Friday, will you bow to Sarah Saturday? There she is, a bride. You know, when I was a little boy, I thought I'd grow up and marry my mother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was only natural for me, and I even told her that one day. Yeah. One day I said, I'm really going to marry, really going to marry, really going to marry. One day I said, I'm really going to marry, really going to marry you, my mother. She smiled, didn't laugh, said, I hope you will marry. I hope you will marry. I hope you will marry. She smiled, didn't laugh, said, I hope you will marry. Maybe someone like me. But you see, she said, I'm already married. Already married. Already married. You see, she said, I'm already married. I'm married to your daddy. And as you grow more and more like your daddy, more and more like your daddy, more like your daddy, as you grow more and more like your daddy, you'll find a lady like me. And she'll love you as I love your daddy, as I love your daddy, as I love your daddy. And she'll love you as I love your daddy, and she will marry you. Then she will be the wife and the mother, the wife and the mother, the wife and the mother. Then she will be the wife and the mother of your own family. And I hope you will have little children, have little children. I hope you will have little children, and they will be like you. 'Cause mothers and dads have special love for children, special love for children, special love for children. Mothers and dads have special love for children, especially children like you. That's what Mom said when I told her I would marry, told her I would marry, told her I would marry. That's what Mom said when I told her I would marry, told her I would marry her. I'm glad I told her, 'cause I really often wondered, really often wondered, really often wondered. I'm glad I told her, 'cause I really often wondered just who my wife would be. Now I'll just wait and look for my lady, look for my lady, look for my lady. Now I'll just wait and look for my lady, and I'll just wait and see. And I will grow up more like my daddy, more like my daddy, more like my daddy. And I'll grow up to be more like my daddy, and my wife will be looking for me. And when I get married, my mom will be the granny, my mom will be the granny, my mom will be the granny. When I get married, my mom will be the granny, the prettiest granny in town. It all works out if you talk and you listen, if you talk and you listen, you talk and you listen. It all works out if you talk and you listen, 'cause someone cares for you. Yes, someone cares for you. That's the way it was. You hear somebody knocking? Oh, would you look at the window, please, and see who it is? Coming. Might be Chef Brockett. Is it? Why, it's Miss Emily. Miss Emily, how are you?
I'm fine. Are you all ready for the big day?
Boy, you certainly look as if you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. Are you?
Oh, yes. Have you got a poem?
Why, certainly. The king commissioned it.
Would you have a minute to read it for us?
Well, just 1 minute, because everything's in a tremendous rush today, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. But you look beautiful, Miss Emily.
Well, thank you very much. Just let's get on with the poem, because, oh, we're in such a hurry.
These are for the top of
They're
the cake.
They're lovely.
Like them?
King Friday and Sarah Saturday.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Let's hear your poem.
Today is a very special day.
Certainly is.
It's special in a special way. Our king, our great and glorious king, whose praises through the neighborhood ring, is being married today. Today. His lady, dear and kind and sweet, we all are gathered here to greet. Sarah Saturday is clearly seen as rightly suited to be our queen. We wish them happiness galore. We hope the future has in store all joy in mutual love and peace. May their devotion but increase, and blessings may they truly win, for that's how families begin.
Weddings are the way for families
they
begin.
They certainly are, indeed.
It's a beautiful poem. Are you going to read it at the wedding?
I'm going to read it at the wedding, and I'd better dash off and get there, because everyone's hurrying, hurrying, hurrying
today.
Oh,
I'm sure. Well, it is a special
day.
Oh,
it's
a
special
day. Just as the poem says. Thanks, Miss Emily, for dropping by.
Well, I'm glad I did. How about your purple gloves?
Oh, we're going to wear pretend ones.
Well, as long as they're purple, it doesn't matter whether pretend or real.
Have a good time, Miss Emily.
Thanks very much, I will. And you too.
Thank you. Happy wedding day.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Miss Emily, off to the wedding. Oh, there's Chef Brockett.
I'm out here, Mr. Rogers.
Chef Brockett. Oh,
is that
beautiful? Oh, do you like these?
Oh, they're great. You did a nice job.
Thank you. There's King Friday and Sarah Saturday.
I'll put them right here, and maybe I'll have to change them around after a while. But
yeah, but it must have taken you a long time to do.
It took 81 hours.
81 hours. It's beautiful. Aren't you proud of it?
Well, I have to say I am proud. I never even thought it would ever turn out like this.
Oh.
But now I have to hurry and go to the castle and figure out what room the cake will go into.
I bet it'll go in the sea room.
Yeah, sea for cake. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll see you over there because I want to get going.
Fine.
Don't forget to wear your purple gloves and take a bath.
Okay. We're going to wear pretend gloves.
Oh, okay. I'll see you there.
All righty.
Bye, Mr.
Rogers. Chef Brockett. Come along. Ready for a pretend bath? Okay. How would you take a pretend bath? Like this? Fine. Okay, now, dry yourself off. There. Now we've taken our bath. Now we need the pretend purple gloves. You want to put on your purple gloves? Yep, we're getting ready for the wedding. There's one on. Have you got yours on? Good. That's fine. Now we're all ready for the wedding.
Yes, and does my hair look just right, Edgar? It looks beautiful, sire, beautiful. Is my crown on straight? Oh, yes, sire, very, very straight. Now, where is Lady Evelyn? She's expected here in 3 seconds, Your Majesty. Very well. One, two, three.
Hello, Uncle Friday.
Lady Aberlone, I presume.
Correct as always, Uncle Friday, even on your wedding day.
It's a beautiful day for the wedding.
Oh, it is. And the castle looks wonderful.
Do you have the crown for the new queen and the 2 wedding rings?
Yes, I do, Uncle Friday, and here they are.
Oh, yes. There they are, and they will be fine. My. Exciting, isn't it? I've always wanted a garden wedding.
Oh. A what?
A garden wedding. I've always thought how beautiful it would be to be married in a garden.
You've always wanted a garden wedding?
Yes, I can imagine how the garden looks with its many colored flowers and leaves all over the castle. I can just see the purple bunting draped through the parapets, festooned over the gorgeous walls of this fine structure. And then the trolley will come by, covered with flowers and bows, adding to the festivities. The crowning of the queen and then the wedding all in the garden. Oh, it'll be beautiful. I can't wait to see it.
Did you hear that, Edgar?
The king wants a garden wedding.
Oh, Uncle Friday, you don't know what you've just said.
I don't understand all this fuss. Is the garden not ready?
Well, everyone thought you would want the wedding in the W room. W is for wedding.
Yes, W is for lots of wonderful things. But gardens are for weddings, in my mind. I suggest that you prepare the garden if you haven't already. You have 4.5 minutes, you know.
4.5 minutes to move all those decorations?
A tempus fugit.
Oh, come on, Edgar. I need all the help I can get. Oh,
there's
boy.
A lot to move to the garden.
You can say that again.
There's a lot to move to the garden. Well, well.
Your Majesty.
Chef Brockett, I presume.
Correct as always, Your Majesty. May I offer my sincere congratulations on your wedding day?
I accept your congratulations.
I hope you will accept with pleasure this wedding cake which I made for you. Mr. Rogers helped me to decorate it.
It's an appropriate offering from one so skilled as you.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
It will look beautiful in the garden.
In the garden?
Yes, the wedding will be in the garden.
But I saw all the decorations in the W room.
Oh, it's a slight misunderstanding, Chef Brockett. Lady Aberlone and Edgar are preparing the garden at this very moment.
They're moving all that stuff out to the garden?
Exactly. I gather so. Aren't garden weddings beautiful?
Yes, well, I think I'll go and help do a little decorating.
There are about 3.75 minutes. Plenty of time.
Yes, well, farewell, Your Majesty. I'll go and do some decorating.
Yes, farewell, Chef Brockett. May you have many more wedding days.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Yes, lovely cake, lovely. Yes, time for the wedding soon. Time for the wedding. Lovely. So much to do at the last minute.
Thank you, Edgar.
Oh, yes. Now you get the other things
yes,
that you
I will.
Need, and I'll fix this up. Oh, my, so much to do. So
just
much
a couple
to do.
More, Edgar.
All right.
I got here as fast as I could.
Oh, Chef Ross.
Oh, I'm
yes, so
glad. Yes, would you just leave the cake right over there?
Yes, there's so much to do
so
at the last
do.
Minute. They changed it, you know, Chef Brockett.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so much to do. Hey, what are you all doing out here? The wedding's inside.
Oh, no, it isn't, Ax. As of 3 minutes ago, it was changed. It's out here now.
Oh, yeah. Out here.
Yes, Ax, would you please tell everybody in there that the wedding is going to be out here now?
Oh, sure. Boy, that is a change. I'll go tell them right away.
Thanks.
Right away.
Yes, well, I just don't understand where everyone else is.
No, I can pass that to get Roy Barton. I'm trying to get that Lady Aberlin, and get Senator Abbott and Chef Rocket, and he got Senator Barton and Edgar Cook.
Well, maybe they're just a little late. You know, you hear of people being late for weddings.
Well, I do hope that nothing's gone wrong.
Hey, you all, listen. The place of the wedding has been changed.
Oh, we can tell about it. We cannot, Bob.
Change? Will it be far away?
Oh, no. Just out in the garden. But we're supposed to go there as soon as we can.
Oh, yeah. We're going to break up with them as soon as we can. Yes.
Well, is everyone there who's not here?
Yeah, Lady Aberlin's there, and Edgar, and Chef Brockett, and, well, by the time we get there, everything should be ready.
Well, then we should go. Let's go then
yes,
to the garden.
Yes,
what a surprise.
I think it looks very nice now.
Yeah, just two more to put down here.
Oh, you've been such a help, Chef Brockett. Thank you, Lady Aberlin.
It's just about time to begin, Edgar.
Oh, I know. We're all here. I mean, Sarah Saturday and Robert Troll and Henrietta and Corny are in there, and King Friday's right in the waiting room himself.
but what about Mr. Anybody?
Oh, I haven't seen Mr. Anybody at all, and he's supposed to be the minister.
I haven't seen him either.
No.
Can somebody help me, please? Now, I'm looking for King Friday's castle, and it used to be right over there. Oh, yes, I know that's a castle, but it certainly doesn't look like King Friday's castle. I'd know that castle anywhere.
Mr. Anybody?
Now, there's a voice that sounds familiar, but I don't recognize that castle.
Come along, Mr. Anybody.
Lady Aberlin, what has happened to your uncle's castle?
Well, that's it. It's new.
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, come along. They're almost ready to begin.
Oh.
Here are some purple gloves for you.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you. What a fine castle that is.
The arch-clergy of make-believe have bestowed upon me the honor of crowning the new queen and performing the marriage ceremony for her and our beloved King Friday. Sarah Saturday, will you accept the duties of queen of this neighborhood of make-believe and promise to reign in justice and equity all the days of your life?
I will so accept with all your help.
Who then holds the crown for the queen?
Like I said, I'm a Robert Troll with Burn for Sarah Saturday. To Queen Fry, Sarah Saturday.
Thank you, Robert Troll. The neighborhood of make-believe crowns thee Queen Sarah Friday Saturday. Long live the queen!
Long live the Queen!
Thank you all so much. Oh, thank you.
And now for the wedding. First, the official wedding poem from Miss Emily, the poetry lady.
Today is a very special day. It's special in a special way. Our king, our great and glorious king, whose praises through the neighborhood ring, is being married today. Today! This is indeed a special day. His lady, dear and kind and sweet, we all are gathered here to greet. Sarah Friday Saturday is seen as rightly suited to be our queen. We wish them happiness galore. We hope the future has in store all love in mutual love and peace. May their devotion but increase, and blessings may they truly win, for that's how families begin.
Oh, such a fitting verse, Miss Emily.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
Will the king and queen please join hands?
Oh, certainly.
Do you, King Friday the 13th, love Queen Sarah Friday Saturday and want to live with her always?
I do.
Do you, Queen Sarah Friday Saturday, love King Friday the 13th and want to live with him always?
I do.
King Friday, will you repeat after me? I, King Friday the 13th,
I, King Friday the 13th,
take thee, Queen Sarah, Friday, Saturday.
Take thee, Queen Sarah, Friday, Saturday.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
In joy and in sorrow.
In joy and in sorrow.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or for poorer.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
Queen Sarah, will you repeat after me? I, Queen Sarah, Friday, Saturday.
I, Queen Sarah, Friday, Saturday.
Take thee, King Friday the 13th.
Take thee, King Friday the 13th.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
In joy and in sorrow.
In joy and in sorrow.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or for poorer.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
What do you give as a token of your marriage?
Robert Troll has the token.
Will you assist me, King Freddy?
Yes, certainly. This is an outward sign of an inward affection, Sarah.
Thank you, Friday.
King Friday.
This is an outward sign of my inward affection, too, Friday.
Thank you, Sarah.
By the authority vested in me, by the archclergy of make-believe, I pronounce that King Friday the 13th and Queen Sarah Friday Saturday are now husband and wife, whom make-believe has joined together. Let no man put asunder. Long live the king and queen!
Long live the king and queen!
Lovely.
Lady Aberlin.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
Sarah Saturday, your bouquet.
Thank you, my dear.
And now everyone come to the sea room for Chef Brockett's cake.
Yes, we shall wait for a few moments, yes. And then after that to the honeymoon. Come along to the sea room.
Have a round cake in the sea room, and they both have round wedding rings on, and wasn't it beautiful? Oh, I liked being with you at the wedding. Yeah, you and I were together at the wedding of the king and queen. Isn't that special? Lady Aberlin was so happy at the end, she just said, whoopee! Yeah. And King Friday, and now Queen Sarah, will be going off on their trip. That's what a honeymoon is, a trip. Yeah. And when they go, the castle will seem very empty. Yeah. but they'll be back. Sure. The way I always come back to be with you. Oh, weddings are busy and sometimes noisy. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, people like to have a little quiet time. Mm-hmm. Peace and quiet. Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. We all want peace, we all want peace. Weddings are the way that families begin. King Friday said, "Yes, I do love Sarah Saturday, and I want to live with her always." And Sarah Saturday, who's now the queen, said, "Yes, I do love King Friday, and I want to live with him always." Oh, my, what a special day. I won't be seeing you tomorrow, but I'll sure be thinking about you then. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You're such a special person to me. Mm-hmm. You're the one I really wanted to be with at the wedding. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being with me. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations. Thank you.